For the 75th birthday of the Deer Isle Sedgwick Bridge, locals might have planned a small ceremony, a few remarks from local dignitaries, maybe taken up a collection for a commemorative plaque. But that wasn't enough for Linda Nelson.
We see this as a big community milestone that really changed our community drastically, and perfect opportunity to create a piece that would really take a look at that change while celebrating the milestone that it is.
Nelson is executive director of Opera House Arts in Stonington. She and her colleague, Judith Jerome, came up with the idea of commissioning an original musical. Nelson says the project was a team effort involving a number of volunteers and included extensive historical research and collections of oral histories. The narrative includes portraits of important local figures and takes us back to a time when Deer Isle was a true island, accessible only by boat.
And for the large part of its history, that was fine. What began to happen in the late 20s and 30s is that the car became the predominant mode of transportation. Everybody was in love with it, and everybody wanted to travel that way. It gave people a lot more individual freedom and personal flexibility in how they could get around and how they could connect to the rest of the world.
And how they could connect to health care, which Nelson says is also part of the story. After Blue Hill Hospital opened on the mainland in 1923, it was literally a lifesaver for many in the region. But Nelson says some islanders still dependent on boats felt isolated.
People who needed acute medical care and needed to get to that hospital, if there was a storm, if the weather was bad, if the reach was frozen over, had zero access to that level of care suddenly. And it began to make the islanders feel like second-class citizens on some level.
Enter the Deer Isle Sedgwick Bridge, built in 1939, which reconnected Deer Isle to the world in this new age of the automobile. Interesting history, perhaps, but not exactly the thematic mix of lust, vengeance, and betrayal of which opera is made.
I completely agree. I mean, the idea of, you know, a bridge is now 75 years old. Let's write a musical about it. That is imaginative.
But Grammy-winning pianist and composer Paul Sullivan, who lives nearby, was brought in to do just that. Sullivan says he didn't know much about the history, but soon discovered that there were much larger themes to be explored.
You're not from here. You are someone from away. You don't have roots here. But you don't mind telling us how we should change our ways.
The meta story is about change, is about opposing points of view, the reconciliation of those points of view as embodied by the physical bridge. But in the course of the drama, we look at a lot of those oppositions, and we deal with local and from away, and we deal with people with great money and people without money, and a lot of the differences that are alive today.
And while the production features local creators and performers, The Last Ferryman also calls upon the talents of four Actors Equity opera singers from Boston and New York.
As far as bringing in the equity people, they inspire, they really do inspire everybody else to, you know, to work harder, sing louder, get into it deeper. And then they carry the parts that just would not be possible to be sung by amateur musicians. And yet, the local folks participate in just about every song, and many of the songs are just the chorus. So
this is a lot of work. Do you have any plans of taking it on the road or giving it another life?
Frankly, I see it as sort of one of those works where everyone puts out a Herculean effort for two beautiful weeks, and then we all say adios. I mean, maybe Linda, who's sitting here, would have a different idea about that, but I'm comfortable with the ultimately ephemeral nature of it.
I agree with him. I mean, performance is ephemeral, and I also agree with him, though, that the themes of this piece do speak widely, even beyond the region, and that is really the goal of regional theater to begin with, which we see some of in the United States now, but we tend to see less and less of people understanding how a particularly local story reflects the values and the struggles that we all have.
The Last Ferryman, a popera by Maine composer Paul Sullivan, booked by Linda Britt, directed by Judith Jerome, runs through August 24th at the Stonington Opera House. For MPBN News, I'm Keith Shortall.